We're back here on 1410 KGRN, and the Benton Bobcats will have a new head football coach this coming fall. And stepping aside, retiring, not only from his job as football coach, but with his job as assistant principal in the Benton school system, is our old buddy Cal Goodchild. He joins us now here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. So, Cal, 23 years roaming the sidelines. Of course, you left for about six seasons, came back for the last five. What were your overall thoughts and reasoning behind stepping aside at this time?
Well, you know, my thoughts and reasoning are I'm old, number one. number two is Ipers is calling, and everybody tells me it's a good deal, so I'm going to find out if that's a good deal. And with a little remorse, with no question about it, I resigned everything, and I've been here at Benton 30 years, so it's been a great place. People have treated me unbelievable. I tell people this all the time. I am the luckiest guy in the world. I've been able to move up in positions here and got positions here. Been fortunate enough to have some good assistant coaches and kids to give us success at Benton. And, I don't even know how I got into education to begin with. So it's one of those where I've just been so lucky and everything's worked out for me.
Well, you go all the way back when you started your – head coaching position at Benton. I mean, in that all the way back in 1991 was your first year as coach. And, you know, you look at a guy like Reese Morgan, who a longtime Iowa Hawkeye assistant, he just retired. And he was one of the guys that you were sort of influential for you early on, because he was at Benton.
Yeah, and actually, Reese is the only reason I actually came to Benton. I was a head football coach at a small school in central Iowa, and I knew Reese through the coaching circuit when I went to clinics, and we all ran the same quick huddle break at the time, and so there was a group of us with Ed Thomas and Reese and myself, Dwayne Twait, and my brother, and all those guys that just were fantastic coaches. I hung around because I wanted to learn what they were doing, and so then Reese had an assistant position open up at Benton, and I thought, you know, I was going to take that because I wanted to keep moving up the ladder a little bit, and I just haven't left. So I've been here and haven't moved.
Of course, Ed Thomas, the legendary coach at Applington Parkersburg, Twait, the legendary coach at Emmitsburg, some great coaches there. I think it was Emmitsburg. Did I get that right?
You're correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, 1991, you're taking over a Benton position. What was the team like at the time? What were you like at the time, and what were you kind of focusing on trying to start a tradition at Benton High?
Well, you know, we didn't change it. You know, I was Reese's assistant, and I called the defense for the years when I first came, he gave me a lot of responsibility, which was nice. So. We didn't change a whole lot. There wasn't a lot of verbiage change. We had all the same assistants. I had to hire one other guy with us. And so there was not a lot of change. We did a lot of similar stuff. We've evolved since then, obviously. But at the time when I took over, the program wasn't broke. Reese had run a great program, and I didn't think it needed to have a lot of change, so I just didn't do a lot of changing at the time, and it seemed to work out for us.
And you just continued going until 2007. What were some of the players that stood out for you in that time when you were coaching with the Bobcats?
Oh, God, I hate to even mention names because I'm going to miss somebody that was really, really important. That we've had so many. You know, we didn't have a lot of Division I kids, and we didn't have a lot of college playing kids, but we had a lot of kids that just played football hard. And I think we had a reputation. And again, I don't want to mention any names, because I start doing that, I'm going to make some kids mad, because there's so many good people that's made a difference. You know, everybody wants to talk about the good kids and all these great kids that we have. The difference makers are those other kids that didn't go on and play and just come to play and enjoyed the game and played hard for us. So, I mean, I think our MO has always been, and the whole time with Reese and then myself, was you knew that when you're going to play Benton, we're going to be physical, we're going to be tough, we're going to be disciplined, and and we're going to come at you for four quarters. So I think that's the biggest thing we were proud of with all the guys that's ever played for us.
What was there a team that you know, how far have you taken maybe a Benton team in the playoffs? Was there a special year that stood out, just the team overall?
Well, I guess, you know, there's some teams that we had. We went 8-1. 8-1, I believe, two times and didn't even make the playoffs. That's crazier than heck. And those teams I felt really bad for because we shared a district title, and we were really, 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 really good with those teams, and they didn't even get a chance because both of those two groups, we lost our first games of the year with those guys, and we didn't even get an opportunity to play on because we got better at the end of the year. And I remember we played some teams like West Dubuque the one year, the winner at the end of the season, last game, and we had to win the game to go to the playoffs. They had to win the game to go to the playoffs. We lost the game in triple overtime, and they won the state championship pretty easily. And the other year we had that group, and I can't remember the year, but I just remember the games. We played Mount Vernon, who was runner-up twice in a row in 3A. We beat them at the end of the year by game seven, and we lost the game early that we just wasn't quite ready. We just got better and better. And that team could have – we had some teams that were really, really good then that didn't even get an opportunity to play in the playoffs.
Cal Goodchild, retiring as head football coach at Benton High, with us here on 1410 KGRN. How do you think coaching has changed since you started as head coach in early 90s and up until now? I mean, what's it been like? What's the changes been like in terms of coaching high school football?
Well, you know, I don't even know if some of the changes even better, to be honest with you. I think what I'm seeing is, and this is just my personal opinion, so I'm probably wrong because I'm wrong a lot. But I say there's a lot of people that want to look like modern football and what they see on TV, and they're not capable of doing it. And I think you're seeing more teams that aren't that as the year as the season goes that aren't as good. Where back in the day, it was physical all the way through, and everybody, there was not a lot of fancy pretty stuff. It was a physical game. I still think kids haven't changed that much. At least here at Benton, we've been pretty fortunate. We get them to work and get them to do what we ask, and we have high expectations for them. I think they've bought into that. I said this before, Chris, I've been so fortunate. When I came back 5 years ago, it was a situation where our programs were in trouble a little bit, and that group of kids, they allowed me to coach like I used to coach, and coach hard and expect a lot and demand a lot and get in the weight room, and the kids all bought into it. And that, I think, that was the reason why the program changed back to what we've always been, and it changed back in a hurry because, you know, we've been in the playoffs three of the last 4 years. So.
It seems like when you talk about your career, you're almost most proud of what you accomplished these last 5 years as maybe what you did your previous 18.
Yeah, and there's some truth to that. I'm going to tell you why. A lot of it is because back when I came in the first 18, I came in with Reese, and the program was solid, was good, and he ran a great program. And I think we just continued running that great program for 18 years. And then we struggled there in that 6 years. The first year we came back, I think the program had maybe won three games in the whole program. I'm talking 7 through 12. So it was somewhat a disaster with the numbers. I think what I'm so proud of is we brought the numbers back in a hurry. We got kids back to work in a hurry. And I think in the second year, I thought it'd take us a few years to get back to that same mentality. But by year two, we were in the playoffs again and rolling again. But we had to make some changes, and we had to get back to a good work ethic. And I think we were fortunate enough, and the kids bought into it. And I really got some unbelievable young assistants that helped and bought into the program, and it was fantastic.
How do you feel like the game of football has changed? It seems like, I mean, in high school football, Iowa, for the most part, the state of Iowa, it's run first, pass second. It seems like now it's pass first, run second. Is that kind of a fair change of what you've seen over the last 20-some years?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest difference is back in the day, it was like 80% run, 20% pass, and a lot of it was play action, not a lot of drop back, not a lot of sprint out. And nowadays, there's, you know, it's, you know, and we've evolved into that too. Your route read, you do, I mean, you're just changed a lot of, you know, you get more options. We've evolved to where we, believe it or not, we run a lot of the same stuff. It just looks so much different out of the gun. And then we tag it with a lot of different things, so you have a lot more options. So you bank a lot on a quarterback that you can train, and we've been fortunate the last 5 years to have really good kids there. And we put them, and most of the time we have 2 to 3 options per play. And back in the day, we had just one option. You were going to run this play, and this was it. So, and nowadays, like our quick huddle break is, you know, we used to run in the day. You don't see it anymore. I think it would work in today's day and age, too, because people aren't used to seeing that. But there's just so much more you can do out of the no huddle and those things that have changed. And there's no question. I mean, if you wanted to think you're a fossil and, you know, football's the same, it's not the same. I think offenses are better. And if you didn't evolve into that piece, I think you're crazy. And I think we've done that and been pretty fortunate to make it work for us.
What's been your biggest reward in coaching young people?
Well, you know, I think the biggest reward is that when you see them when they're outside of football and they're out in the world and they're successful and they're just people, good family people and good citizens. I think that's the biggest reward you have when you're coaching is the relationships you build. You know, I got so many kids that I've coached that just every time you see them, it brings you back to their time and their era, and it's just, you know, you can't substitute that. I don't do that with students in the classroom. I do that with coaching, and that's the reward of coaching.
What, when people look back 10, 20 years from now or something like that, and your name comes up, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember those Benton football teams when Coach Cal was on the sidelines. What do you want them to say?
Well, I'd like anybody that was an opponent of ours, I'd like them to say that those kids are always going to be tough and disciplined and well-prepared. That would be the ideal thing for them to say. If they're a player, I'd like to have them, you know, think that, you know, they were part of something special every time they were a part of Benton football.
149 wins, 59 losses over your 23 years. It's been a heck of a ride, and it's always fun visiting with you. These last 5 years as part of Coach's Corners, I'll certainly miss our conversations, Coach. Really appreciate your time. Congratulations on your retirement, and don't be a stranger, and maybe we'll see you at a football game one of these days.
Oh, Chris, you guys have always been awesome, and thanks for covering Benton, guys, and keep covering us over here because we're not bad people over here.
No, you're not. Cal Goodchild retiring as head football coach at Benton High, also stepping aside as assistant principal at Benton Community Schools. He joins us here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.